Kiss 96.9. It is Tuesday and time for our Dancing with the Stars update with our friend Hunter Lyle from the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Hello, Hunter.
Hey there. It's always great to be on the air. Whatever day of the week it is, we always enjoy it and have some fun.
We had some fun coming up. I didn't know what day it was today.
It was a take three moment. You know, cat clapboard, you know, says take three, let's get the right day, the right time, and we're good to go.
Now, I wish they would take this Dancing with the Stars over again tonight because last night was so emotional. And such a hard one to take.
It really was. I agree with you. I wish they would do it again. It was like a do-over. Nobody expected what had happened. And, you know, we saw James Vanderbeek, of course, lost his child, you know, between last week and this one. And there's just no words for that. I mean, no. What a devastation he had. And even to get out there at all, I thought was remarkable. And we saw his wife a couple weeks ago on the show. And, you know, pregnant, happy. I think the joy showed through in all of his dancing, of course, until last night.
That worm did it for him, didn't it?
I think that might have been the thing. That might have been what did it. I know you can't help but laugh at that when you see that. And I don't know, have you ever done the worm yourself?
No, that's why I'm in radio.
I see, I got you.
I don't have to dance and I don't have to worm.
See, I did that as a kid. Now, if I tried breakdancing now, I'd probably break myself. You know, that would be, it might be a challenge, but you know, we might give it a try.
We got plenty of floor here. Go ahead.
I could give it a try, but you might hear the creaks and the breaks in my body before you see it.
All right, let's go on to better things. How about that?
Better things.
Good night of dancing last night. The dances, once you get to the semifinal rounds, are all just classic and great.
They really are. I'm like you. Once you get to week 9, 10 and the final, I mean, it's a joy to watch because you've separated out the beginners from the advanced dancers now. They've learned a lot. They've done a lot. They've become better performers. They've become better dancers, better partners. And now we truly get to see the fruits of all their labor in this last couple weeks, and it's a joy.
The Paso Doble done by Lauren and Gleb was very good, I thought. It was nice. Good bit of expression and aggression, Len said. Bruno said, stronger and more centered. He only had one hand lost.
Yeah, it really, you know, it's the Paso Doble is an unusual dance. I mean, it's fun to watch, but it's a performance-based dance. It's a competitive dance. So when you watch it, you really have to put your own personality into it. Otherwise, it looks the same every time because it's the same music almost. And so they did a good job with it. I thought it was nice. They could have put a little more into it, maybe, in my mind. I still think they did well, though. I can't say anything bad about it.
How about their Viennese waltz? That
Viennese
was very
waltz
good.
It was pretty amazing, actually. I have to say, I liked it. Of course, I like Viennese waltz. I think it's a beautiful dance. I thought their connection with each other was very, very good. I thought it was a nice thing to watch. Of course, I like Viennese waltz as a dance itself for this show. It's fun to see.
And let's talk a little bit about Kel and Whitney, because I think from the start, Kel has come a long way, and I think he could win this thing.
I think he could, too. You know, you kind of called that, because, I mean, last week they got a perfect score, and the pressure was on for this week. Of course, for the redemption dance, you know, Bruno was a big help. He worked with him on the tango quite a bit, and, you know, he really put his personality into it. You could see that. Bruno has a very bold personality and quite a character, actually.
So. Now, Len said some of the leads were missing. What do they mean there?
When they do a tango, you know, tango is an interesting dance, because it came from Argentina. It was originally, you know, Argentine style, which really had no, it was not choreographed. There were leads, there were follows, calls and responses. And so to do that dance in general, you've got to have a strong lead, because the idea is to lead the woman. Even though it was choreographed, you still have to lead. And, you know, when you're thinking about your feet, your partner, the performance, that's one of the things that can get lost for a guy, because all of a sudden you've got 20 things to think about, and there's a partner, there's a live body in front of you, and you have to do that. So when Lynn was talking about that, he did lose that a little bit throughout the dance toward the middle, and you could see it as a judge. You could actually see that happening.
Kel and Whitney's second dance was the contemporary, which was just great. Ease of movement, fluidity, Bruno said. Carrie Ann said it told the story in the dance.
Boy, it did. You know, how can you not like I Will Always Love You? What a song by Whitney Houston.
That was a very emotional part for him, too, for Kel.
And he teared up a little bit. You could see it in his eyes, but he put his heart and soul into it. And I think for that part of it, you know, something happened to him when he was 16, and, you know, he talked about choosing love and making it really about pure art. And contemporary dances allow a lot of creativity. Mm-hmm. They allow, we've said before, sometimes we like them, sometimes we don't. But when they put themselves into it, you really can feel it. And that was one you felt.
Len gave him a standing O and nothing else.
Yeah, that was something.
Ali and Sasha did a Viennese waltz for their first one. They got 29 out of 30 for their first one.
Yeah, you know, I liked it. I wasn't in love with it. I thought it was lacking in some. I could see the growth from the beginning of the season to now. You could see that. I think it was great. Still got a 29 out of 30. I wasn't as thrilled with the dance. I could see gaps in the two of them dancing together. I could see gaps in the movements. I could see gaps in the footwork that if you weren't really watching for it, you might not have seen it. Maybe you did. But, you know, they still got a great score, obviously. But I agreed with Lynn. There were some things that if I had to guess, I would have gone with 26 or 27, probably.
Bruno said it was nicely pitched. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Well, when you're dancing that dance, and you're watching what we call the feel of the dance, you're watching the movement, you're watching the musicality. Well, the musicality has to match the footwork in Viennese waltz, and when it's a very fast dance, and if you miss a step or you miss a lead, you have to catch up, or you have to stop and restart, or you got to try to get back in sync with your partner. In this case, they did that. They did a good job with that, and that is hard because it creates a whole different look.
Second dance with the dance of the night, the Charleston. It came out of left field, first off. Allie and Sasha did a great Charleston, and you don't see a Charleston a lot in this kind of competition. Take a competitive dance.
No, and I thought that was fun. I have to say, I like the diversity of that. I like the fun of that. It was nice to see that. The Charleston, the judges were gushing over it. It was a great, perfect score. And you saw a lot of different variety in that dance. Footwork, different pieces of other dances that they kind of melded into it. And I thought it was a lot of fun. I thought it was a great dance.
Hannah and Alan had a rumba for the first time with Carrie Ann. It's a good dance. They want to make you better, basically, is what Carrie Ann said. It improved a lot from his start, but it was a good dance. He got a 27 out of 30.
Yeah, it was not the best of all things, but it was a reasonable score for this for week number 10. I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was great either. I kind of like it was a little bit lackluster for me at this point. I think by this week, you should really see it all out, either all emotion or performance or both.
Yeah.
And if you don't get that in the dance, I think you're missing it compared to the other competitors.
Second dance. With a contemporary again, good lifts.
Yep.
Bruno said it dynamic in lifts and drops. It was wonderful.
That part was nice. And I think, you know, as we've seen the show evolve over the past five or six seasons, we've seen a lot of lifts. We've seen a lot of tricks. Where in the beginning of Dancing with the Stars, it was more traditional. We saw more traditional dancing. And in the dance world in general, though, is whether it be TV, movies, or just strictly competitive dancing, you're seeing a lot more of that. You're seeing a lot more performance art where you see the lifts and the tricks and the drops to a point where eventually we may see more. That because it is fun to watch for an audience, it's entertaining.
Mm-hmm. It is the Dancing with the Stars update with Hunter Lyle from the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. One other person to talk about, James and Emma, did a pretty good job on the cha-cha there.
Yep.
But he's still working on his posture.
Yeah, the posture wasn't there. I mean, posture is a funny thing. I was judging in Atlanta on Sunday, and we judged for about 12 and a half hours straight through. And one of the comments that I made a lot were, when you watch couples, as they're dancing, they're reaching forward, and as they're pulling their partner toward them, their posture suffers.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times with couples like this, you see that happening because they're reaching, especially when they're nervous, they start to clutch. You know, the guy will pull the girl or vice versa. The girl pulls the guy. And when that happens, the posture goes forward. And, of course, they lose it. And if you can imagine dancing with a backpack on your back, if you can visualize that, that would pull your shoulders back, pull your body up, and you dance more from your core, and you move more from your core. But, again, that's hard to do on TV. It's hard to do with all the stress and the pressure, and that makes your posture fall apart.
And then James and Emma did that foxtrot.
Yeah, that was something.
I've got to tell you, everything he's been through this week,
yeah,
has just been disastrous.
It really was. And, you know, they held it together. Honestly, for what they've gone through, I thought it was amazing. I mean, just watching, you could see the body language start to falter quite a bit. You could see the emotion in his eyes. You could see it really, truly. I'd say overall, the body language gave it away is what happened.
It's also the second coach he's worked with in this show.
Yeah, and that was a tough thing as well. So they've had several knocks against them throughout this whole thing. And I think when you watch that, you have to give them kudos for even getting out there and doing what they did. They held it together, and they did a good job. You know,
after the second dance, Allie and Sasha were in the lead with 59 and of 60.
Yeah.
Kellen Whitney at 57 of 60. Lauren and Gleb at 54. Hannah and Alan at 54. And James and Emma at 51.
51.
So the bottom two were James and Emma,
yep.
And Allie and Sasha. How does that work? There's another voting thing.
It's a voting thing, and I mean, you know, where we end up and where we start in the show, it changes. And you get it, you know, it is partly votes, it's partly the judges. They've debated back and forth for several seasons on how to make that more fair, more equitable for everyone. I think it's difficult, though, because you've got an audience that's very large,
mm-hmm.
and you've got to vote, and everybody likes voting because you don't want to vote for your favorite person, and then yet you have the judges. I still think that eventually, if the show continues, and I think it will, they should do a judge's choice. Just like what we do here in Lexington,
yeah.
And also a audience choice. So that way you get the best of both, and it really is more fair, I think, for the competitors.
So listen to us, right?
Yeah, listen to us. Yeah, we like to comment from the chair.
And sadly eliminated this week, James and Emma with 51 points over 60.
Yeah, and I really don't think it was even the points. I think that they had the lowest score, but I think you could see it in his body language. And to be honest with you, I'm not sure if James could have done one more week.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just not sure that mentally or physically, given what's happened, he would have enjoyed it, or even maybe, I shudder to say this, wanted to do one more week. So maybe it, ultimately everything worked out the way it was supposed to.
All right, the finals next week. What do we expect?
Wow. I think you've got Allie and Kel in the top, and I think you're voting for Kel. You might have called this one. So I'm kind of leaning toward it with you on this one.
I did it before, a couple of years back.
You did. Yep. You called it. You're a good judge.
You were against me the whole time, too, if I remember correctly.
You've got a good eye for this. After all these years of doing this together, you've really developed a fantastic eye for judging ballroom dancing. It's pretty impressive.
Thank you so much. Now, if someone wants to learn how to dance and doesn't have my number, what do they do?
It's very easy. You know, we've said this many times, and a lot of people get nervous, but if you can walk in the door, you can really learn to dance. And if you're getting ready for a cruise or a social function, a charity ball, or a wedding even, call now, 278-7711. You're going to get 2 free lessons. They're private, to learn to dance. Or go to the website, dancingiseasy.com. If you're single, don't be afraid. The teacher will be your partner. If you're a couple, what a great way to spend time together. You know, for 45 minutes, you're on the floor and there's no cell phone. So you get to enjoy yourself. So don't wait. Make the phone call. Check it out. Try 2 free lessons and you'll learn to dance and you'll have a lifetime of fun.
And if your doctor says you need to move a little bit more,
we teach a lot of patients that come in for PT and OT because they really want to move. And if you dance for 45 minutes, it's like walking a mile and a half and you're stretching, you're moving. It's easy. It's not hard like going maybe to a gym, and those have their place, of course. Mm-hmm. But if you walk in the door, you can dance and be healthy and have fun and just really enjoy your life. But don't wait. Call now, 278-7711. I know you heard me say this a lot, but last time we were doing the podcast and someone said, I heard you and I finally made the call and I'm so glad that I did. And I thought that was really cool.
All right, I'll talk to you next week. It's finals week. It's going to be a crazy show.
It's going to be a wild one. I mean, it is anybody's game right now in the top 3, and I think it's going to be fun to see what happens.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great.